Well, hello and welcome to everybody out there. You are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast, and I am your host today, Stephen Reed. You know, we have been talking over time about the topic of songwriting, and I always say that you should listen even if you're not really that interested in songwriting, partly because all of the things that we're going to cover today have a lot to do with song selection, you know, basically just picking better songs for your congregation to help them be able to worship. And then also, you're going to be around songwriters at some point in your life, especially if you get involved with ministry at some level. So pastors and worship leaders, you may have these kind of people on your team, but also you may end up just writing a song. And that's what happened to one of our listeners. I was talking to him a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, I've never written a song in my entire life, but I've been listening to your podcast. And then I was reading the word one day, and then all of a sudden I was getting the lyrics to this song. And so I started writing them down, and he said, I just knew it was a song. And so now he's got some people around him that are helping him flesh out that idea. And, you know, I'm super excited to hear the result. So maybe today, after all that you have listened to, you will start to write some songs. Hey, you never know. All things are possible to him who believes. So in the world of songwriting, really, songwriting can be broken down into several different skills. You know, that goes for a lot of things. You know, sports is an easy answer. There's people on a football team. Some of them can pass, some of them can throw, and most of them can't kick at all. But there's one guy, there's a person that you bring in who's the kicker, and all that he gets paid to do is kick a ball, hopefully kick it straight and through the uprights and make whatever points are necessary to win the game. But for us in songwriting, there are really three kind of basic people or positions, if you will, when it comes to songwriting. And those are the lyrics or the words that we're going to sing, the production, and that would range from as simply just like a chord progression all the way up to a full-on production, you know, even the track person that we kind of talked about in our last session. And then the one that we're going to talk today is about the melody person. And for all of these different things, and I reference a lot of times the different podcasts we've done, but if you want to hear more of the things that we have talked about songwriting, you can just go to our website, musicandministry.co. And if you click on the articles or the podcasts, or there's a new tech cast thing that we're doing, and when you click into one of those, you will see on the right side a whole menu of the different resources that we have sorted by topic. And you just click on the one that says songwriting, and then every article, every podcast, every video that we've done on songwriting will pop up there. So I'd encourage you to go check that out. But today we are talking about the melody. So in a songwriting session, you would have these skills represented. So maybe one person would be the melody person, one person would be the lyric person, another person would be the track person, or would be responsible for all the production. Now, you can also kind of group those together. If you're a track person who's also really good at melody, well, you don't have to have three people, but it's kind of like a recipe, and sometimes more is better and sometimes less is better. So just kind of imagine that you're in a session and the track guy, which will be me today, kind of brings something in, or maybe they start making something in the session and it would maybe sound something like this. So now it would be your job as the melody person to put something on this. Now, if you're a melody person, you already got something going. Chorus. Okay, well, that was just something to get you started. But what happens is if you're a melody person, you get what I call the do-do-dos, which is the, you just start saying a syllable over and over because you don't know the words yet, right? Now, if you had the words in front of you, or maybe somebody gave you something, hey, I have this and I want you to put a melody to it, well, that's another story. And sometimes songs happen that way, but you'll just get an idea of notes. And so you just start kind of singing syllables, or you can whistle. Some people will just go, oh, a lot, or they'll hum. But basically the melody person just kind of hears it. Now, potentially for a lot of people, you're going to at least come up with something. And then there's going to be various levels of skill or natural skill that comes along with that. And so part of that process is just not being afraid of sounding like a moron. And I know as you're kind of listening, you're like, what is he singing? What are, you know, and if you're very much a lyric person or you care the most about lyrics, sometimes you will struggle in this process because you're like, I don't know what I'm saying. So we're going to play that again. And this time I want you to sing over it using the do-do-dos, or well, let's just call them the do-dos because you feel like a dodo when you're doing it. All right, here we go. All right, and that would take you to the chorus. So for some of you, that was really easy and you were starting to get a flow, and I'm actually interrupting you now. But don't worry, I will post this little snippet here on our website. You can go to musicalministry.co, click on this article, and then go down below and you can download the MP3 and then come up with whatever it is that you're going to come up with it. But for others of you, you didn't hear anything. All you heard was kind of a weird sounding guitar thing with some synth thing. And you're just like, what is that? What would I ever use that for? Well, that may mean that maybe melody is not a huge strength of yours. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be involved in the songwriting process. It just means that there's somebody else that can add something that you're not as strong in. So as you're starting to work together and getting those people in your team, then you got to be okay with, number one, just sounding kind of dumb and doing the dodos. And as you do that, you'll start to say, hey, I like that and I like this, or let's go up here or down here. And you'll start to craft them together with the lyrics. And often how I songwrite is I'll just get that melody going, singing the dodos. And then the next thing I know is I'll have an actual word come out. So I'll be singing, do, 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 oh, your love. I'm like, well, where did your love come from? Well, it's just kind of popped in my head. And so I'll write that down. That may be the first lyric, or maybe it's an idea of where we're going to take the song. Now, at this point, this is where the lyric person kind of comes in and their strength comes, and they start matching the syllables to the dodos. And we'll get into that on another episode. But you have to then work together to match those words with the melody that you're coming up with. So that's really all the time we're going to take today, but I just want to encourage you to get some people together, kind of start creating some music and see what comes out, and don't be bashful, be bold, and then work together to create something amazing. Until next time, man, have a great week, write some songs, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.